Now I'll go back to our third prize winner, Brother Hussain Mujtahidi, for his spoken words. Please join me. Welcome Brother Hussain Mujtahidi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In ideology is not numbers, there is might. Back in 79, guidance exploded into light. Powerful kings and puppets put up a good fight, but what is wrong will fall to make way for what is right. Back when the streets were dirtied by the filth of corruption and falsehood, a man rose from the windy desert like a mountain. He stood facing opposition. He did not move from the side of good, draped the ummah under the unity of brotherhood. When the people became complacent, accepting domination, the Imam rose up, paving the path to liberation. Never to humiliation, we'd rather die with dignity. They can have our blood before we accept America's slavery. Khomeini reformed a people who forgot how to fight. He mobilized an army to take back their human rights. He recognized the enemies, differentiated the fallacies. The ummah was injured. He was the remedy. Back when Salman's land had fallen into calamity, an ocean of vanity, from Qom came a savior. The West thought he'd lost his sanity. Muslims would never indulge in politics. Religion and state should separate. This idea was dominant. The devils were talkative. It took a little confidence, insight, and cognizance to uproot the fascist and Western-backed government. They try to box us in with their definitions of an activist. We are not tight with the right, nor are we leftists. Our Imam taught us not to conform to neither East nor West. For we are on haq, surely Islam is the best. Don't be deceived as they bomb our institutions. Don't be deceived as they bomb our institutions. It is the global arrogance who is attempting to suppress our revolution. We have religious politics, they have political religion, using mercenaries to sow discord and division. The blood of our martyrs and valiant resistance transformed our land into a shining beacon, an illuminating buoy in the dark ocean of humanity, chasing away imperialist and arrogant bullies. Lenin dreamed up an unrealistic fantasy, failing to create a just and lasting reality. What did Gorbachev understand from the ink of Khomeini? Communism is in the history books. Our revolution breeds immortality. They told me you were buried, and I know it's been some time, but how can leaders like you ever really die? I mean, no one can deny, except the ignorant who lie, that you were the one that made our nation fly. For you we sacrifice our souls and our family. How can we repay the one who restored our dignity? In Washington they hear the blaring sound of our victory, singing to the chorus of Labbaik Ya Khomeini.
MashaAllah, never to humiliation, we would rather die with dignity. They can have our blood before we accept America's slavery. Very well said, Brother Hussain, MashaAllah, very deep thinking, and your words shows very good definition of the event, which compels me to ask you a question. You mentioned Gorbachev in your spoken words. If I may ask you that, in your opinion, what was the importance of the letter of Imam Khomeini that was written to Gorbachev?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh had insight and basira that is unparalleled and unprecedented in modern times. And we find especially in Islamic Iran, or before Islamic Iran, the people were very complacent, and they were very willing to give in to whatever little change the government was willing to offer. So at that time, whether you had Mossadegh, whether you had the Shah, so long as their individual lives continued business as usual, they didn't have any complaints. But Imam Khomeini saw through this, and with his eyes of an arif and of a mystic, he saw the realities that were unfolding in the world. He could hear the creaking bones of communism while communism was a superpower. And as Sheikh Mansour said before me, when you had superpowers or so-called superpowers like the communists in the East and the capitalists and imperialists in the West, Imam Khomeini, with the eyes of God, is seeing that none of these superpowers are anything because all of their ideologies circulate and revolve around materialism and revolve around wealth. Whereas Imam Khomeini seeks to establish a system based on God and Tawheed. And therefore, in this line that I mentioned, what did Gorbachev learn or understand from the ink of Khomeini? Gorbachev was looking at the world in a materialistic perspective, whereas Imam Khomeini saw Allah in everything that he did and everything that he said. And we see now, to this day, and we will see till the coming of the Imam, that this nation state, this Islamic Republic, which is currently holding the flag of the Imam, will continue to stand strong and will not be opposed by any so-called superpower. Because while they work for the cause of God, their enemies work with the hands of materialism and material wealth. And surely that which is material will never be able to stand in the face of the hand of God and the eyes of God.
Ahsant, subhanAllah. Thank you so much, Brother Hussain, for your time and great words. May Allah bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.